Life easier if we are unhappy and our children are unhappy. Baha'u'llah says, these erroneous times will pass away and we shall come out into the golden age of the unity of mankind. How is Baha'i faith organized since we have no priest or ministers? In the Baha'i community, 9 people are selected each year and form a spiritual assembly. There is no one member as leader. They organize Baha'i affairs in their district and meet every 19 days with other Baha'is to get suggestions from everybody. Each year, a national convention is held when delegates vote for 9 members for the National Spiritual Assembly. They guide Baha'i affairs in the country. The Universal House of Justice is promised guidance from God as it regulates the affairs of the Baha'i world. Its 9 members are elected by members of all national spiritual assemblies. And the World Center is in the Holy Land. Baha'u'llah said that there must be no more prejudice. We all have suffered from this in one way or another. Some think they are better than others because of skin color, or education, or the position in life. In the new world, prejudice will not exist anymore. Truly, this will mean thy kingdom come as Jesus told us it would come. How do I become a Baha'i? Read and think about it. Pray for guidance. If you feel it is the truth, write to or tell a Baha'i friend who will give you a card to sign. There is no ceremony to become a member. If you feel that Baha'u'llah is the messenger for today, you are a Baha'i. Friends, many a times I've been told the night that I could not walk 2 ways. When the people say that to me, they do not understand that I am not walking away. There is only one God. We only worship in different ways. Now, in this continent, the native people call the Turtle Island, there has been many messengers of God that came to us. God did not forget about us. He knew that we were here. God created us all. People of the other lands did not know we existed. It was only the last 400 or 500 years that they knew there was another part of the world. There were other great people that lived in another continent. Messengers came to us, many, but for time being I will just name a few. When we first had first contact with Europeans, we honored and prayed to our messenger of God. Here in the eastern part continent. Going further, had to Gondwana. And then further we have Boca, Black Elk, many more messengers of God. And had Quasquadl for the Aztec people. And all across this turtle island, we had worship God in our own way, where the messengers of God came to us and taught us how that we must worship Him. There was no fighting or argument. Worship or one God. We all respected the sacred pipe that was given to us. We all respected sweet grass. We all respected sweat lodge. We all respected sun dance all across this nation. But when teachings of Christ came to this land, these people thought and said that we were pagan, which was wrong. They could not understand. We had lived on this part of the world for a very long time, that God had brought to us, gave us messengers, just as He had brought messengers to the other parts of the world. Now, briefly, there were Moses, Krishna, Zoroaster, Buddha, Christ, Muhammad, Bob, Baha'u'llah, all the great messengers. Baha'i faith we must love all the messengers of God. They do not love. One of the messengers of God. They do not love our latest messenger, Baha'u'llah. It is that simple. For in truth and as a native Baha'i, I must respect all the messengers of God that came to all the people of the world. We had our messengers. We lived and followed their instructions. Messengers, God, Christ came to the people. We native people, this area embraced and became Christian, Catholic, so on. Now, we must, this time, continue to listen to the new messenger of God. He is Baha'u'llah. Many of our messengers of God told us they would return. And I believe, and as all the Baha'is believe, Baha'u'llah is the return of all the prophets. Many years ago, I was given privilege to carry a sacred pipe. It's a sacred pipe of our messengers of God. In all our dealings with people, we must show forth dignity for the pipe. We must have utmost humility to show love and fellowship and respect for all mankind. There can be no hate or prejudice. We must treat all of God's creatures with love and respect. Carries with it great responsibility. In a sense, we are servants of the people. We must go where we are wanted and called, no matter where it is. I was fortunate enough to go up the northern part of our continent, almost the North Pole, and pray with my pipe there. I was furthest part of our continent here in the eastern part, Newfoundland. I also prayed there. And I have been out west, western part of our hemisphere here, also to the United States. You see, my own way, carrying the sacred pipe, I try the best of my ability to show you people. This way, I know how. I am dedicated, servant, and helping my people. I have no other intention. I have no other in life other than serve mankind. This is why I was given that honor to carry this sacred pipe. And I hope sometime, my dear friends, you and I sit down in a circle. Pray to God together. This pipe belongs to you. Remember that. I'm only the carrier. I carry this pipe for you. And wherever and whenever you want to share some good thoughts and prayers with me, by all means, you not be reluctant to call on me. I will do everything, anything to share your thoughts and prayers with you. I'm always here. At times my wife will take the message, and hopefully share a lot of beautiful things in life. Can help one another in bringing God's promise of heaven on earth. I know deep in my heart this prophecy will come true. And I hope that you out there who are listening to this tape will find it in your heart to come and help me to achieve this aim. Because I want so much to see happiness, to see joy in the hearts of our people. I want to see love and respect. We can have these things. We're here in this world for a very short time. And we do not have to waste our life here on earth on needless things of they are of no value. We can share our love, our happiness, and respect with one another. This to me, my friends, the greatest thing on this earthly plane. There are many people across this land of ours who are like me, who carry this sacred pipe. Whose sole aim is to unite and make this world into a better place. We hadn't known this before. You have known what it's like to be living in the most beautiful